Good morning. Thank you for joining for A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 136. We will do a short review and then go into a meditation. Lesson 136. Sickness is a defense against the truth. Sickness is a defense against the truth. No one can heal unless he understands what purpose sickness seems to serve. For then he understands as well its purpose has no meaning. Being causeless and without a meaningful intent of any kind, it cannot be at all. When this is seen, healing is automatic. It dispels this meaningless illusion by the same approach that carries all of them to truth and merely leaves them there to disappear. This is a very long lesson. And so the word sickness and offense and truth are in the title. And I want to be clear as to what those terms mean. According to A Course in Miracles, sickness is the decision to believe a false thought is truth. The lesson says, like all defenses, sickness is an insane device for self-deception. And like all the rest of the defenses, its purpose is to hide reality, attack it, change reality, render it inept, distort reality, twist reality. The aim of all defenses is to keep the truth from being whole. Sickness is the decision to believe a false thought, and defenses are those false thoughts. And the truth is that we are the one. So I reword the title to be the decision to believe a false thought is a defense against the truth. The decision to believe a false thought is a distortion of the truth. Jesus goes on to give us a healing prayer. It's this: sickness is a defense against the truth. I will accept the truth of what I am, and let my mind be fully healed today. Believing false beliefs distorts the truth. I will not let the truth be distorted today. And he asks us to sit with that for 15 minutes today. And he says if we are successful, there will be no sense of feeling ill or feeling well, of pain or pleasure. There will be no response at all in the mind to what the body does. Its usefulness, the body's, remains in nothing more. And then he goes on to say, perhaps you do not realize that this removes the limits you placed upon the body by the purpose you gave it. As these purposes we gave it are laid aside, the strength the body has will always be enough to serve all truly useful purposes. He says, you need do nothing now to make it well, for sickness has become impossible. Yet this protection needs to be preserved by carefully watching. If you let your mind harbor attack thoughts, yield to judgments, or make plans against uncertainties to come, you have again misplaced yourself and made a bodily identity, which will attack the body, for the mind is sick. Give instant remedy, should this occur, by not allowing your defensiveness, your belief in false thoughts, to hurt you longer. Do not be confused about what must be healed, which is the mind, but tell yourself, I have forgotten what I really am, for I have mistook my body for myself. Sickness is a defense against the truth, but I am not a body, and my mind cannot attack, so I cannot be sick. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today to be alert to the thoughts coming up in awareness. Help me to recognize that these thoughts are not me. Help me to see the false beliefs that distort the truth. Help me today to stay alert to what I truly want, what my purpose truly is. To know the truth about what I am, and not to be fooled by the false beliefs. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the body, quiet the mind, taking a few deep breaths, we come into the present moment right now. Noticing what's here, what thoughts, what emotions, what state of mind. Just noticing. Taking heed of Jesus' words of protection. Noticing if there are false beliefs in the present moment. And noticing that these false beliefs are distorting the truth of what you are. Being aware of being aware, being conscious of what's in awareness. And then recognizing that you are the awareness of all that. You are the truth. Not all the other things in awareness. I have not forgotten what I really am. I let go of all false beliefs that distort the truth. am not a body. I am the awareness, conscious of there being a body. Thank you for joining for workbook lesson 136 from A Course in Miracles. Namaste.